This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. NATO leaders have declared China as a constant security challenge, saying it is working to undermine global order. And they say they're worried about how fast the Chinese are developing nuclear missiles. The NATO leaders said from a summit in Brussels Monday that China's goals and assertive behavior present systemic challenges to the rules-based international order and to areas relevant to alliance security. The statement came a day after U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed America's commitment to the NATO alliance that has been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. French President Emmanuel Macron tweeted that he wants to move forward with Turkey toward a demanding and respectful relationship after meeting with the country's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Both men talked Monday on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels. It was their first meeting since the dispute between the two countries reached its peak in October, after Erdogan questioned Macron's mental health. Macron said, "He wants all NATO allies to make a clear commitment to the military organization's values, principles, and rules, according to the French presidency." Both men discussed Libya and Syria issues, according to the Élysée. Myanmar's deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi went on trial Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. She's currently facing two of several corruption-related charges filed against her by the military junta that seized power more than 4 months ago. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide victory in the elections. We have more stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced Monday that phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it to be more than 90% effective at preventing the disease. That includes protecting against virus variants. A release from the company said the study enrolled nearly 30,000 participants from across 119 sites in the United States and Mexico, with an emphasis on recruiting a representative population of communities and demographic groups most impacted by the disease. The demand for COVID-19 shots in the U.S. has dropped off dramatically, but the need for more vaccines around the world remains critical, as many developing nations are just getting vaccine programs going or have yet to start. The Novavax vaccine is expected to play an important role in boosting vaccine supplies in the developing world. It's easy to store and transport. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce that the lifting of UK restrictions imposed because of the coronavirus pandemic will be pushed back for another 2 to 4 weeks. The delay is attributed to the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus. The variant was first identified in India and has taken hold in the UK. Zimbabwe is reintroducing a lockdown in an attempt to contain the spread of a COVID outbreak. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga said in a televised speech this weekend that complacency has resulted in a spike of COVID cases. Lithuania marked the start of a mass deportation 80 years ago by the Soviet Union by laying a bouquet of flowers on railway tracks. At the time of the deportation, the Soviet Union was occupying the Baltic nation. Some 280,000 people were eventually sent to Siberian gulags, people who were considered opposed to Moscow or deemed counter-revolutionary elements were sent to Siberia from Lithuania, and a few returned. Others who owned land or houses were evicted and sent there too. Considered one of the darkest chapters in Lithuania's recent history, the 1941 deportation affected all walks of life in the Baltic nation. Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court asked President Biden's administration to give its views on whether the justices should hear a challenge to Harvard University's consideration of race in undergraduate student admissions. The case would give the court's conservative majority a chance to end affirmative action policies. Those policies are used to increase the number of Black and Hispanic students on American campuses. The lawsuit accused Harvard of discriminating against Asian American applicants in violation of a landmark 1964 federal civil rights law. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.